Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Macek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McAuliffe covering, for the out. Josephson moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLain moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. McLain moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien is hit by the pitch. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trusiewski bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Matchick moves to second. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matchick moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. McLain moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson strikes out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Ward reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Voss hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McLain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Cummer now playing left field. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stanley hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. 1 out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Bob Locker. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.